Welcome to Missouri's History Minute. I'm Scott Fawn. Today we're going to talk about Franz Eagle, Missouri's retreating general. Here in Oktoberfest seems a good time to talk about a German-American born in Zinzine, Germany, in the Baden section in November 18, 1824. He graduated the military academy in 1843 as a lieutenant colonel. The stubborn side of Franz came out, and he fought in a duel in 1847 and was injured. The duel was over German independence, which he would become a revolutionary for, where he fought fought in the first German Revolution to unite the country in 1848, and after the first fight, the first time he led troops into battle, he retreated to Switzerland. 1849, the stubborn German was very undeterred. He came back and invaded Germany again, and him and his cohorts planned to unite the country to a great force in Central Europe, and General Siegel was promptly defeated, and he retreated again in 1849 back into Switzerland. And at this point, the Swiss realized it was going to be bad foreign relations with their neighbor Germany to have such a troublemaker right here in their own midst. So they offered him an option. We'll send you back to Germany, where you'll probably be hung, or you can immigrate to America. Well, Franz, being the pragmatic type, he immigrated. He took option two, immigrated to America. 10 years later, by the time there was another civil war, he'd become a leading figure in the German-American community in St. Louis, one of the largest German-American communities in the entire world. In St. Louis, he was a prominent figure. However, instead of being a revolutionary this time, he was a counter-revolutionary. He sided with the Union, as almost all the German immigrants did of the day, and would become a very big voice and help the German-American community stay loyal to the Union, which was the leading reason St. Louis was a Union town and not a Confederate town. He had his first time to earn real valor in the battle to take Camp Jackson under General Lyon. He was so widely respected in St. Louis and widely regarded for his valiantry in that battle. He was poised to lead a group of German Americans from St. Louis to fight in southwest Missouri. He encountered former governor, General Sterling Price's troops at Carthage, and he promptly was defeated and he retreated. Later, he would fight at Wilson's Creek, where he retreated. After that, he led his forces down into the Battle of Pea Ridge, where he was defeated, and he retreated. Then he fought where the Lord on the second day made the skies. The second day of the Battle of Bull Run saw General Siegel lead his troops into battle, and he retreated. His last military commission was at Harper's Ferry. Before we get to that, which is a very unsurprising ending, I want to thank our sponsors, the Missouri Farm Bureau and the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops. Let us come and tell you about places all over the state on the show, Missouri, and about figures from Missouri's past like General Franz Siegel. Franz Siegel's last military commission was at Harper's Ferry, where you probably can guess now he retreated. And you might think, why would you remember a general who retreated all these times? Well, the German-American community was not necessarily going to be Union. There was a lot of disenfranchisement of the German-Americans, especially in places outside of St. Louis. And there were some questions of whether they'd be better off under the Confederacy or the Union. It was Franz Eagle's care and concern for his troops, his concern to fight another day, his concern not to just waste immigrant lives, as other Union generals were accused of doing, that made him very beloved. He let his men go home when their time was up. Therefore, his legend spread all over that he took care of his troops. They were well-fed, well-armed. He was a leader that actually cared about his men, even if that some of the times that care is manifested in retreat. After his service in the military, he did what a lot of retreating Germans do. He got in the newspaper business. After a while in the newspaper business, he went the opposite way from another German-American immigrant, Joseph Pulitzer. He went into politics and public service. Instead of being a member of the Missouri House like Pulitzer wasn't getting newspapers, Siegel went from being in the newspaper business to being a civil servant. He was the collector of revenue of the city of New York, as well as the registrar. He was also the agent for the city of New York under President Grover Cleveland, a very prestigious spot. He died in 1902 with statues in Forest Park in St. Louis and at 106th Street in Manhattan. To this day, cities all over the country are named after Franz Siegel in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York, Indiana, Minnesota, and also a small village here in Missouri. Named after Franz Siegel, Missouri's retreating general.